Okay. So there's a question from our side. Venerable Dhamma Vijita is here with me today. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Bhante, for bringing this sutta into understanding with the other suttas, and thanks very much.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, I'm looking for a clarification from you, Swaminansa. And when we say, if we're in the doing mode of doing something, the mind, I would think the mind could be still within the state of doing if we're not clinging to a self. Mm-hmm. Like if we're doing something for the sake of
doing,
just for doing.
Yes, yeah. So assume that you are given a duty. Okay, you have to walk, you have to sweep the path. Yes. Okay, you have to sweep the road.
Yes.
So it's a kind of assigned task. It is not that you request one day, I want to do that. I want to be the best sweeper. I have to take a reward for my duty. There is no that kind of a motivation.
Yeah.
It's a kind of an assigned, simple, innocent task. And you are doing it happily.
Yes.
Just you are doing it. But the mind has to be still.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you are simply doing it for the sake of doing. It is not that you are ignoring the task either. It is not that you neglected the task. You are doing wholeheartedly, doing your best.
Yeah.
But you are not expecting anything out of that. Okay, let the seniors come and praise me, or let me the best performer. There is no something like that. But you are doing it wholeheartedly, beautifully, while keeping the mind still, not making any self out of that doing.
Yes.
You know that typically we do something to create a self.
Yes.
That's another side actually we can discuss. Say you are writing a book. That is something, your work, your compilation. And you want to highlight yourself there. Mm-hmm. So my talent, my expertise, my knowledge, all that you are now trying to emphasize, you are now trying to show off to the others by writing a book. So basically by doing, we are motivating ourselves. So is it possible for us to do something without motivating ourselves, without creating ourselves? And this is a kind of a difficult task. It is. So you can't be completely inactive either. While being in the society, you may have various things to do. So while you are doing all that, can you stop creating yourself? Sometimes what happens is, before we do something, we create a self by planning how to do this, how to do that, how I'm going to be the best performer, how I'm going to win this race, how I'm going to write this book. So all that, planning can create a self.
Mm-hmm.
And while you are involving in the activity, that also can create a self, can create a self. So I need to do it better now. Now I've got the opportunity. Let me do that the best way. So you are, while doing also, you are, you know, kind of agitated while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you are creating a self.
Yeah.
On the other hand, after you've done that, completed the task, again, you can create a self. Oh, best. Probably they have praised me because of my best performance.
Yeah.
They have told me that you are the best performer. So I was able to do that beautifully. I could have done that much better. So likewise, mm-hmm. again, you can reflect about your past activity and create a self. So that's another way we need to understand. So all this doing can create a self.
Yes.
Mm.
And I wanted to also bring up that the Buddha obviously was not clinging to a self.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't instigating anything. He was giving his teachings to help others in the path.
Yeah.
And
again, interestingly, he basically, after understanding all that, he doesn't want even to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember that?
Yeah, at the beginning.
At the beginning. At the beginning, yes. He doesn't want even to teach because he understood it is useless. I mean, these fellows are fully involved with all these sensual activities.
Yeah.
So my teaching is talking something different. So it's a waste of time. Let me mind my own business without doing the teaching. So then the Sahampati Brahma, he comes and he invited Bhante, please don't do that. please, there are people who can understand your teaching, so please, mm-hmm. Bhante, please teach. So yes. He made a kind of a pleading in order to, I mean, motivate Buddha to teach.
Yes.
So therefore we can understand, okay, so it is not that Buddha motivated to teach, rather he is doing that out of compassion. Mm-hmm. And as the request came from the Brahman, that's also another point that we can think, yeah.
And the Buddha was, you know, when the Buddha was in his teachings, he had to formulate his ideas. He had to consider the person he was asking. He had to have a high level of sophisticated understanding and ability to create teachings to solve problems in the community and so forth. Mm-hmm. So he was really doing something that took a lot of consideration and mm-hmm. and thought and creativity, yet still there was not a self that mm-hmm. he was. So it shows that we could do a lot of very sophisticated things and mm-hmm. still not have a self that we're clinging to.
Yeah. And on the other hand, no.
A stillness of mind mm-hmm. as well while doing it.
While doing it. Yeah, on the other hand, now, if you refer the Vinaya Pitaka, all this, establishment of various precepts, yeah. he didn't only after an event has happened.
Yes, they had to come to him and say, Bhante,
exactly.
There's a problem.
Exactly.
And so he's...
Yeah, even that, whenever Sariputta is asking, okay, Bhante, why don't you establish various rules?
Yes.
Then Buddha refuse it. Buddha says, Venerable Sariputta, then Sariputta, I know the time mm-hmm. when the event happened.
Yes.
When once the event happened, okay, now he established a rule,
yes.
a kind of a monastic rule.
Yeah.
So therefore, we can see that so when an opportunity, or rather an opportunity, when there's a request, when there's an event, when there is an action to be taken, yes, he has taken an action.
Yes.
But otherwise, he simply maintained his typical life, and sometimes he even go 3 months of rest, that is also there.
Mm.
So likewise, a beautiful way he has sort of balanced this, not complete inactivity, and not yes. complete out kind of showing off kind of thing.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Thank you, Bhante.
Yeah. Interesting. Yes. Okay, it seems like there are no questions from your side, Priyanka.
Yes, Bhante.
Okay, fine. Okay, if there is no questions, then we got to wind up the session. So today also we have spent almost 1 hour discussing Dhamma, taking a certain interesting part of this Dvaitanupassana Sutta. So all this has helped us to prepare some merits. And all these merits we'll share with all the celestial beings, all past away relatives, and whoever in need of merits. And we wish these merits help us also to understand Buddha's teaching and realize the knowledge and the freedom. With that, we'll recite the traditional verses. Ettavata cham hehi sambatam punya sampadam. Sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata cham hehi sambatam punya sampadam. Sabbe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata cham hehi sambatam punya sampadam. Sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Akasattha chabhumattha devana gamadhidhika. Punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu sasanam. Akasattha chabhumattha devana gamadhidhika. Punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu mamdesanam. Akasattha chabhumattha devana gamadhidhika. Punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu mamparam. Idam go nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam go nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam go nyati nam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satam samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. satam samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya nimina punya kammena mame bala samagamo satam samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya sadhu sadhu sadhu